This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. When the Birth Center of Northwest Arkansas officially opens to the public next month, it will be the first such center in the entire state. It's not the first because there has been a lack of demand. It will be the first because of regulations. Arkansas laws haven't been updated since 1996. Ozarks at Large's Christina Thomas visited the center recently. It's located at the Village on the Creek in Rogers, and she gives us this tour.
A birth center, by definition, is homey, and the Northwest Arkansas Birth Center is just that. You won't see any medical equipment. It's there, but it's tucked away, hidden inside furniture and one storage room. There is one traditional exam room, but it really isn't that traditional. The purpose of the center is to provide healthy women with holistic family-centered care, with a focus on pregnancy and childbirth. Co-founder of the center, Kara Osborne, is also an assistant professor in the Eleanor Mann School of Nursing at the University of Arkansas.
But this really came about because of research that I do on birth centers. All of my academic work for the past few years has been focused on outcomes in birth centers. And so it kind of got to the point of feeling like, well, I want to quit writing about how great birth centers are and actually build one. And so that's what this is.
Osborne is the center's director, but most of the hands-on support will be handled by two nurse midwives. A nurse with specialized training in midwifery and all aspects of women's health. They focus on prenatal care and all aspects of the birth. They spend a lot of time with their patients, being by their sides during the entire labor process. Lauren Dreers is one of the two nurse midwives at the center in Rogers. She says the smaller scale is what makes the center attractive.
Well, we will be seeing each of these women for all of their visits and also being with them at their birth. So there's not five people at their birth that they're meeting for the first time, which that really provides a level of comfort and trust that we know each other well. And it's just an intimate kind of model of care that helps women to not deal with fear and feel very supported because they know everyone who's involved. They also have seen the birthing rooms. We'll be doing all of our visits in the birth rooms, and so the women can get comfortable with the space that then they'll be delivering in. It's not just new territory that feels scary.
When you walk in the front door, you're greeted by an open room. A fuzzy rug decorates the floor, and a flat-screen TV hangs on the wall. Here's where the big open kitchen is. Unlike a hospital setting, women are allowed to eat and drink just as they would at home. Labor is work, and it's important for mothers to have their energy. Down a wide hallway and just past the exam room is the first of three birthing rooms. It looks like the master bedroom of someone's dream home, complete with a full-sized bed, decorated with plush bedding and bird-printed throw pillows.
This is the first of our three birth rooms.
Oh, wow.
And so, you know, much like the entryway looks like a home, so does the birth room. It looks more like an ensuite bedroom in your home would look. Any newborn assessment can happen on the changing pad. Mom and dad can be in the bed or in the tub. A lot of women are interested in water birth, and we will be doing water births here. And so we have nice big soaking tubs with also a handheld sprayer.
Just as taking a regular bath is relaxing, water serves as a natural relaxant while in labor. The room is set up with lots of options, so the mom can be wherever she feels comfortable. That's part of the point, to allow mom to move as she feels, with her care team following her from the bed to the shower to the bath.
Or, in fact, as you'll see as we move along, not even in the birth room at all. So the space is open to her, and because the volume is low, most of the time the laboring woman will be the only person here.
The two birthing rooms at the back of the space overlook a pond with a nature trail around. The mother is free to walk outside in the early stages of labor, unlike a hospital where the tendency is to be confined to one room. There's also a den where family members can wait during the birth. The den will also serve as a room to provide breastfeeding support after the birth. The ambience of the pond is nice, but it wasn't the reason for choosing this location, which actually had to do with the close proximity to an EMS substation and to Mercy Hospital, with whom they have a clinical relationship, just in case something were to happen to mother or baby during the delivery process. It's uncommon. The emergency transfer rate in birth centers is less than 2%, but it made sense to be close to a hospital.
all of the rest of them are for things like labor's just not progressing, and maybe you need some augmentation of labor with a hormone called Pitocin. We don't do that here in the birth center because that carries extra risk and requires more intervention, so we would transfer for that. Sometimes moms just decide that they really do want anesthesia. They thought that they were up for an unmedicated birth, but decide that they want epidural anesthesia, and so certainly we can transfer for that. That's one of the things that I think often keeps women from choosing a birth center, is they just feel like, well, I want to know that I can get drugs if I change my mind. And certainly, particularly given how close we are physically, that's not a problem here. If a mom changes her mind mid-labor, the transfer's quite easy and we can be there quickly.
Which doesn't happen that often. Most women set their minds to do it, and they do. But they don't set their minds to it without preparation. As Osborne says, you wouldn't run a marathon without first running a mile. And it's the same with natural birth. Preparation is very important. Women's motivations for natural birth vary, but a lot see the risk involved with cesarean sections. Or, like when you intervene with birth, like with an epidural, other interventions could happen.
IV access, they also have to have continuous electronic fetal monitoring. They're going to need a Foley catheter placed in their bladder because, of course, they won't be able to get up to go to the bathroom. They're going to be numb for 1 to 4 hours after the birth, and so their mobility after the birth will be really limited in their ability to sort of interact with their family and their baby and their other children.
The renewed interest in natural birth not only has to do with the health outcomes, but also because people are becoming very cost conscious concerning health care.
Birth center models of care are less expensive, both in the big picture sense of to the system less expensive because we utilize fewer interventions. And the cesarean rate in birth centers nationally is 6% versus 33% overall, and even for similarly low-risk women, so women who've been screened in the same way that we would screen birth center patients in hospitals, the cesarean rate for those women is still about 25 or 26%. So it's unfair to compare the 6% to 33%, but it's still more than four times as much in similar low-risk patients. And so I think there's renewed interest on the health system side and also on women's side to get good value in their health care, that they're getting good outcomes and they're not paying exorbitant prices to get those.
A hospital runs a model of care that's very expensive. There are a lot of fees involved, and to stay overnight is quite costly. Unlike the typical stay after birth of 2 to 3 days, it's only 6 to 8 hours at a birth center. A home visit is made by the nurse midwife within 24 to 48 hours after birth. Osborne has kept meticulous records on the framework for this birth center of Northwest Arkansas, with the hope that it can serve as a model for other communities that would like something similar. Though the birth center isn't officially open, they are still waiting approval from the Department of Health. They have received a lot of interest from expectant moms. Lauren Dreers.
Yeah, so we've been doing phone consults for just at a month and have talked to just under 50 moms who are interested, who most of them are currently pregnant, varying from we had a mom was due last week all the way to brand new pregnant. So there's lots of interest, and those moms are ready for us to get our doors open.
The care the moms will receive is very personal. They're hoping to only do 15 to 20 births a month. It's really low volume. I asked Lauren what inspires her to be a nurse midwife.
I was a labor and delivery nurse for many years, and just really was exposed to a midwife and saw it as such a fit to what I considered a normal process of birth. And that as a midwife, you really view this step in life just like you do of going through puberty and going through menopause. And it really is a place of just coming and supporting women during a time that feels really scary and vulnerable. It's an opportunity for us to walk alongside them. So it's really a passion for me. And also I see the outcomes that come out of what midwifery care provides. And you can't deny that it's very safe care. So
for Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.
The Birth Center of Northwest Arkansas is planning grand opening events for April 12th and 13th. If you'd like more information, you can go online to bcnwa.com. That's bcnwa.com.